With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A severe weather system is pounding parts of the northwestern United States today, at least three people dead. As a result of heavy rains and strong winds, they've knocked down a number of trees in Washington state. That's meant to led to about 460,000 people now being without power. Donald Trump and the National Football League had an adversarial relationship during his first term in the White House. Now players are breaking out the Trump dance to celebrate sacks and scores as the former president continues to celebrate his recent election victory and continues putting his cabinet together and making other key appointments in the process. And as a process that continued today with the announcement that his former Small Business Administration leader will also now be running the Department of Education.
Linda McMahon has done an incredible job as the head of the Small Business Administration. She has been a superstar. The fact is that I've known her for a long time.
House Speaker Mike Johnson issued a policy banning transgender individuals from using single-sex bathrooms and locker rooms inside the Capitol building, following through with proposals suggested by GOP lawmakers earlier in the week.
The policy comes after Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina introduced a resolution early this week targeting Representative-elect Sarah McBride of Delaware, the first transgender member of Congress, from using bathrooms designated for female lawmakers and staffers in the Capitol building. The policy applies to bathrooms in the Capitol and House office buildings and will be enforced by the House Sergeant at Arms. Although the means of enforcement are not yet clear, Johnson maintained it will be. Johnson told reporters Wednesday, quote, "Like all policies, it is enforceable. It's always been an unwritten policy, but now it's in writing." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And this is SRN News. A letter to America's leading companies, Michael Harrington has reported.
It has been sent by Alliance Defending Freedom to all the members of the Fortune 1000, and it urges them to abandon their efforts to promote transgenderism and other aspects of the diversity, equity, inclusion campaign. The Christian legal firm points out that pursuing DEI not only enrages customers, but potentially violates the rights of company workers, leading to lawsuits. A growing number of big firms have already abandoned DEI. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first batch of artwork from the Boy Scouts of America's collection has raised more than $3.7 million at auction to help pay the compensation owed to those who were sexually abused by homosexual scout leaders. The 25 works offered up by Heritage Auctions among more than 300 from the Boy Scouts that will be sold over the next few years. Hoping to survive a barrage of sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts filed for bankruptcy in 2020. This is SRN News. The U.N. authorized the first mpox vaccine for children in an attempt to control the Congo outbreak.
In a statement, the U.N. Health Agency said it had approved the mpox vaccine made by Japanese company KM Biologics for use in children over 1 year of age as a single dose. Earlier this month, the charity Save the Children said that cases among children younger than 18 had increased by more than 130% in Congo, noting that there were now more than 25,000 cases. I'm Charles Tulethesma.
Authorities say an explosion possibly caused by a natural gas leak rocked a suburban Detroit condominium, damaging other units, sparking fires, and leaving two people seriously injured. Orion Township Fire Chief Ryan Allen says two people were hospitalized with critical injuries following the evening explosion in the Oakland County Township, northwest of Detroit. Two other people had minor injuries. More on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.